With blue skies and rolling seas, the 7th annual Swim Bowen was another extraordinary celebration of community, of swimmers, volunteers and supporters bursting with enough enthusiasm to keep spirits buoyed for another year. Together we raised a staggering $60,134 for the Cancer Care Fund, with donations coming in from as far away as Singapore, New Zealand and the Netherlands. Swimbowen's founder Mary Letson was top fundraiser with $7,096 in donations. With happy tears, Mary passed on the grand prize Whistler getaway package to second runner-up Tammy Flynn Sabold of West Vancouver, who raised an impressive $5,604. A big congratulations to our third place, but first in our hearts, fundraiser Anne Chalot, who slowly but surely raised a whopping $4,434. Anne's swim was also slow but sure as she breaststroked the 1,500-meter course, starting 30 minutes earlier than the rest of the swimmers with her own personal water safety marshal to ensure she completed the race before the one-hour cutoff. The last swimmer in and adorned in her signature duck swim hat, Anne's finish was triumphant, with the entire Swim Bowen crowd cheering her in. She is a Swim Bowen icon, reminding us all that the longer, harder things to endure are within our reach. One stroke at a time. Congratulations to the top overall finishers. 1,500-meter event. First place, Mark Kennedy, Vancouver, 23:06. Second place, Drew Powell, North Vancouver, 23:38. And third place, Peter Zanstra, Vancouver, 25:33. Top overall finishers for the 750-meter event. First place, Patty Jo Weiss, Bowen Island, 16:42. Second place, Alexander Fernandez, North Vancouver, 17:30. And third place, Leah Klein, Bowen Island, 18:01. To our corporate and community sponsors, to our legion of volunteers, our beloved donors, and of course to our fabulous swimmers, please know that together you created an epic amount of joy on a little beach in the middle of the Salish Sea. So much joy, in fact, that the ripples will continue to spread, making a positive difference to those that need it most. At the end of the day, there is nothing more uplifting than feeling empowered in the face of a disease that can make us feel utterly powerless. See you next year.